Well, certainly Scripture is very clear on providing for your own family. If a man fails to provide for his own family, he's worse than an unbeliever. You need to provide for your family. And then in terms of inheritance, you can go to Proverbs, where it says that a good man, a just man, leaves an inheritance for his children and his children's children. However, what we need to understand is that in that culture, what that's basically telling you is don't sell your land so that your children don't own land. Because if your children don't own land, they'll go into servitude. Now, again, that's that culture, okay? So the land was the key to everything. We grow the crops. We do our work on the, we produce things on this piece of property. So pass on that inheritance, which was the land, because the family business was always carried on generation to generation. So what we've got to do, I think, in this wealthiest country in human history overall, is to say, has anything changed when it comes to inheritance? Well, yeah, you can have a mom and a dad who the dad was a school teacher and the mom was a homemaker, and their kids grew up and go to college, and the parents help them go to college, and they get their college education, and one becomes a doctor and one becomes a lawyer, and great, wonderful. But then you have to ask yourself the question, do I need to leave our land to the doctor and the lawyer? Well, wait a minute. God has provided more for them than he has for us. Wonderful. I mean, isn't every parent happy when that happens? But don't look at it like it is an entitlement generation to generation. Like, the will of God is always for us to leave everything to our children. I think we've got to weigh and measure it. The royalties from all of my books go to God's kingdom, and that will go on in perpetuity. After I die, after I'm with the Lord, the royalties from those books will continue to be given away to the causes of Christ around the world. Other aspects of what I own will also be given away, and then a certain limited amount will go to my kids. And that's because our kids are doing great. They're doing fine financially, and I'm helping with grandkids through college, doing different things. I'm helping them now. We helped them gifted them enough to go toward their down payment of a house years ago. Give to your kids, if you can, while they need your help, before they become financially prosperous. Because what happens sometimes is it becomes, you don't want your kids to look at your death as their lottery. You know, hey, we won the lottery. Mom and dad died, you know, or whoever was. Or to have this false idea of, well, we don't really have to work very hard or save our money very well here, because we're going to inherit a huge amount of money. Even a middle class house in this culture is worth a ton of money. And so it's like, don't go to those biblical, you know, provide an inheritance for your children passages and make them universal across the board, where you don't even discern whether they need it or not. They did need it in that biblical culture, the way it was. And you can figure out, hey, you have special need grandson or child, or, you know, whatever, however old your kids are. Well, of course you would give generously and leave certain amount to care for them. But just use your discernment and say, Lord, you've entrusted this money to me. And I always used to say to us, to Nancy and to me. Okay, so now I'm the only one left on earth. Nancy's doing great in heaven. But I have to say, okay, when I die, it's up to me to determine the best investment in terms of global need. And if somebody says to me, which I've had some people say, it's crazy, they'll say something like, so are you saying you care more about children in Haiti or Tanzania than you care about your own children? I go, what are you even talking about? The children that we're giving money to, it's survival. It's whether they live or die. It's whether they have clean water or dirty water. And all the health issues that relate to it. I love my children far more than I love children in Asia and Africa and all over the world. But I also know God is providing for them. And as long as he's doing that, then it frees me to be able to say, I don't have to be their main provider. I was their main provider all the way up through college and helping them along the way as young marrieds. But I don't have to take that on myself the rest of my life and say, okay, all the money's going to the kids, and then what will the kids do with it? Well, if they're godly, they'll give it away. Well, why don't you give it away? Right? And if they are tempted to just buy another house and go on exotic vacations, I'm all for vacations, by the way, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, wait, what are they going to do with it? And the other thing I would say is don't put that burden. Don't put the inherited wealth, well, unearned wealth, the vast majority of the time is a curse to people, not a blessing. It splits and divides kids against each other. It's crazy things happen with unearned wealth. And if you want to really mess up your kids, and let's say you have a kid who's got a drug problem, let's say you've got people that, or maybe your daughter's married a man who doesn't work for a living, or whatever it is, you're not going to help anything. You're just going to hurt it if you pass on huge amounts of unearned.